You're gonna be alright. Now that was Paolo Moreno, and I'm hoping he's on the line. Are you there?
I'm here.
Oh, thank God. Do you know what? I had a horrible feeling that I just cut you off.
Hello, dear Michelle.
I'm fine, thank you. We just heard you there with Be All Right, and we're going to be talking about the brand new single, which is out now, and also the video which you've done, which I was looking at last night. Nice shot of your back as well, wasn't it?
Yeah.
That's funny. Right, so we're just going to talk about we'll talk about the single in a second. Where did you come up for the idea for the video for It's Only Love?
I was watching a TV program called True Detectives that had this really awesome intro, and it inspired me to sort of look into the idea of using silhouettes and overlay those silhouettes with different imagery and see what kind of shapes I could pull. So we had no idea how to achieve it, but it took us a while, but that's kind of where the idea grew from. We work with a good friend of ours, a guy called Steve Kirkham, has a company called Tree Frog Communications. And we've kind of grown our love of film and our love of TV as sort of together with Martin, my manager, the three of us kind of really get into the filming side of things. So we kind of we always film stuff with Steve, it's a question of trying to fit things in and make times meet and work well for everybody, because we've all got our own sort of things going on. So plus obviously the music and everything. Steve always does it for us, and mainly because we've sort of grown together over the last sort of 5 to 6 years.
Now, you are an amazingly talented multi-instrumentalist singer-songwriter. For people out there that are listening, all the music, you actually play it. How does that work when you do a gig?
So I set up like a five-piece, six-piece band. So we have drums, electric drums, bass guitar, acoustic guitar, electric guitar, keyboards, microphones. And then I run all those instruments into a mixing desk on stage, and then from that mixing desk into a loop pedal, which basically allows me to record and play back instantly any of those instruments. So it allows me to layer up songs as I go, grabbing instruments and performing it as I perform the tune. So that's pretty good.
Have you ever had any mistakes where you press the wrong button?
Oh, God, yeah, there's mistakes every show. Yeah, there's always mistakes. The trick is covering up and going, and sometimes some of the mistakes are quite good.
Yeah.
And you go, oh, didn't think of that. But I think you do. I think you just, I think with any performance when you're doing it, whatever you're using technology, or even if it's just you up there singing into a microphone as well, you know, there's always ways that we envision the performance going, ideas we have in our head, how to do what parts of it and so on and so forth. And if you can get 60% of those right during a performance, I think that's a job well done. Rarely do you get everything exactly bang on. And we're always our own worst critics, aren't we? So there's always something that we could have done better, or something that didn't quite go right. But in reality, I think it's the smoke and mirrors thing. People watching what you do, and you know, you just kind of roll with it. I remember when I was first starting out in bands, if someone played a wrong note in the band, everybody looked at the guy who played the wrong note, which was just obviously, you know, you might as well bring a sign out pointing to the person who made the mistake for the audience to catch up on it. But as you go through and as you get better, and you start to sort of just roll with those punches and enjoy them.
Now, the Panic Awards 2006, the Panic Awards celebrate the arts and creativity, and are given out after a public vote. Now, you have got a hat-trick.
Yeah, got the hat-trick this year, yeah. The best solo performer, wasn't that cool? I'm absolutely stoked and very privileged to have such wonderful support. It's lovely. I wasn't able to get to the ceremony this year as well. I had to play. I was playing a show, and we were out on the road. So, friends of ours picked it up, and it's a really nice award. And it looks fantastic. It's they really made a massive effort, as always. They make a massive effort, but it's a lovely accolade to have. I'm running out of space.
that's a good thing to have.
Put up another mini show.
Well, you are doing so very well. It's just all kind of coming together at the moment, and it's sort of it's that kind of swell of just being just on the brink of, you know, you're just up on the sort of cliff and you're looking over. That's how it is for you at the moment, isn't it?
It feels like it, doesn't it? Thank you. You know, keeping the ball rolling, as it were, with regards to marketing and PR, and looking at that side of being a musician and an artist as the business side, if you like, which is really just putting yourself out there and getting yourself out in front of as many people as you can, was the massive next step when we started working on the new album. And we feel like we're getting better and better at doing that. So that's wonderful. You know, we're learning so much. Yeah, and then of course now it's a question of starting to connect with we have great connection with our fans, but trying to sort of build on that and keep pushing things forward. And there's so much you can do on an independent level. It's half the time just knowing where to start.
Now you have to say a big thank you as well to, you've got a fantastic, you have one of the best managers I think I've ever met.
You've got to work with people who are passionate about what you do. Yeah. Passionate about music and passionate about being involved in a project, you know, and Martin's got that in bundles. He's always been into good music, and he has a very eclectic taste, lots of different kinds of styles of music, which is great as a songwriter, because you're always exposed to other styles of music and bands that you wouldn't normally, you know, have listened to. And being that he's been in the industry for so long, he's got the best bootleg collection from bands that you've never heard and bands that you should have heard, and bands that you do have heard but would never have heard of, this kind of thing. So going through those and nabbing bootlegs is really good fun.
He works very hard. Now the album at the Mighty Small is out now. Are you just working on, which has done really, really well, are you working on the next lot of songs?
Yeah, kind of. I'm always working on and trying to record tunes, kind of as and when they come is always the best to get a sort of idea down and then going that way. So I've always got plenty of songs to put into albums, and the next album is never too far away. But at the moment we're really just concentrating on marketing and promoting this one. And there's a few more songs to put onto the mix, as it were, or into the package. And we're looking forward to doing that. So this is why It's Only Love is really put together after the whole the album was finished. I really wanted to try and include it in the album, the previous album. So we're sort of thinking about perhaps relaunching or putting something, connecting back up with fans who have bought the album and including that track. I don't know how it's going to be done, but we're promoting and working on this album, I think, for the foreseeable future, certainly till the end of this year, and that in my mind is the best way to go with it.
Now, It's Only Love. Why did you write this?
Can be someone around me who's going through a situation. It can be something personal to me. It can be, usually, like, things like that kind of tend to get written out of the back of an argument or something along those lines. And that's what makes it familiar, I dare say, to most people, because it's something you can sort of relate to, and as we all have arguments and disagreements with our partners and so on and so forth. But it's funny, writing about love and relationships is obviously, for the most part, quite easy for most people, because it's something that we're really familiar with. So and the inspiration from it was probably just about, I mean, I specifically, I wouldn't want to tell you over the but generally, it's just like having an argument, a separation, a reconciliation, all of those kind of things. You know, being in relationships, whether they're whatever kind of relationship they are, they're very difficult, and always end up being emotional and personal for a person like me. So that was those kind of songs, I feel, are like explosive outlays of frustration. But they're so passionate, they have so much emotion wrapped up in them, and they're fun to play, even though the content isn't quite the same.
I think this is a good song, because at the end, whenever you do this live, people, if they don't know the song, even if you've got newcomers and you've got your fans, but people who come along can join in.
Yeah, that's the songwriting thing, is you try and get something that, a hook line that people can sing to and sing along to. And it's kind of a strange line as well, you know, it's almost like, I don't know how you would describe it, it's almost kind of like putting love in its place, you know, not putting it down, but sort of, or dismissing it, but making light of a deep, dark situation.
Now you're playing, sorry, love, go ahead.
No, I was going to say the melancholy of this and all that kind of stuff is something that I'm into, so I like all that.
You nearly said a bad word then, didn't you? Skipped over it very well. Now, you're playing the Brentwood Festival this year. You've got other gigs, obviously. You're gigging all the time. If you do, go and have a look at the website, which we'll plug at the end. But you're playing at the Brentwood Festival on Sunday the 17th of July.
Indeed. Looking forward to the Brentwood Festival is always a good one. It's getting bigger and better. Looking forward to going back there. We played it last year as well. I think it was last year. Yes, it was. And had a raucous time. You know, it's a great location as well, because you can literally just collapse for the afternoon, or the weekend if you've got weekend tickets. You just collapse for the afternoon or for whatever day you're on. I think you've got the Boomtown Rats down there this year.
Yeah, you've got Level 42.
Right?
Yeah, Brendan Heavies.
Good opportunity to play our set and then blag backstage and hang around, see if we can catch up with Sir Bob.
Yes.
Drop a few one-liners. I know you'll be there as well. So,
yeah.
Right? So let's see if we could swing that. We'll just hang out backstage. Because last time we were there, last year, there was a very plush backstage area.
Mm.
I mean, Matt, we were just waved into it. We were just kind of this way. Then we had to store our gear somewhere, so we ended up like backstage to the main stage and eating various people's riders.
Who is that man over there? He's eating my sandwich.
Sounds terrible, doesn't it? Sounds like we're breaking our way into the back thing and nicking people's food, which essentially it is.
Yeah.
But, yeah, there you go.
That's what festivals are for. If you can't get through to the VIP area.
Absolutely. And when I get to the top, I'll make sure I have plenty of food in my rider for other bands to break into my trailer and steal my food. So I'll make amends.
Now, if people want to find out more, and also if they want, we're going to play out on It's Only Love, because it's a cracking single, and we have been playing it here at loads at Phoenix FM. Where can they get a copy of the album, The Mighty Small, and tell us, because you've got a fantastic website.
Yeah, you can find copies of the tracks to stream, or obviously to buy a signed copy, you can go to my website, which is Paolo Morena, PAOLOMORENA.com. And on there you'll find links to videos, you'll find links to the audio, you can buy packages, all this kind of stuff. You can also find me through social media as well. Everything's kind of linked up. So if you find me on Facebook under Paolo Morena, or whether you find me on Twitter, Reverb Nation, SoundCloud, Instagram, they're all up there. Connect up and it will lead you back to my website, which is where you can buy a copy of the album, and you should have it within 7 working days. Please connect up, join our mailing list. And we'll keep you abreast of everything that's going on.
I just want to say, next time you do a video and you need somebody to shoot a video of your back, just give me a call. I'll do it for you.
Yeah, definitely. I might call upon you. We've got a few video ideas in the bag, and we're going to require some actresses and actors, or actors. So I'm going to call on you anyway at some point in time.
I'll just stand there watching. That sounds even worse now, doesn't it?
Moving. It does, doesn't it?
I'll bring Lee with me. She can watch as well.
No.
No more. Thanks very much for joining us today. Congratulations on the Panic Award as well. And we're going to leave you with this fantastic song by Paolo. It's called It's Only Love.
Thank you so much. Big love to everyone there.
Lovely. Bye. Cheers and lovely. Bye.